Church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Welcome back to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. And my name's Bob Arthurs. We're going to spend the next half hour with you talking about the Word of God, seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, Matthew 6:33. And as we have dove into that, we are looking at seeking truth. We spent a long time talking about seeking justice. Right now we are focused on seeking truth. And God's kingdom is a kingdom of truth. It is not a kingdom of lies or deceptions. That's a different kingdom. That's the kingdom of darkness, not the kingdom of light. And so we have been talking, as we've been working through this, that God is the God of truth. There's not another God of truth, that Jesus is God the Son, and He says, I am the way, the truth, the life. It's absolute truth. It's not your truth or my truth. You know, that's one of the things that we have heard a great deal in recent years is, well, that's your truth, but, you know, this is my truth. And what you think is right is not what I think is right, and what you think is wrong is not what I think is wrong. And I want you to understand that what that is. That's deception. It is willful deception. And God is not any fan of that. He is not in favor of that. And so we are thankful that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and that no one comes to the Father but by Him. So, today we are going to be talking about God the Holy Spirit. And we're going to go back to John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse number 6 is where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Today we are going to start reading in verse number 15. And there it says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. And at that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Verse number 22. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So here we begin to see, it's not the last time that the Holy Spirit is going to be referred to as the Spirit of Truth. We're going to be talking about several passages, and like I've said before, the Gospel of John, the Epistles of John, they talk about truth more than any other book that I could find. They contrast truth versus lies, and that's just very interesting to me. So Here he refers to the Spirit of truth. Now, Jesus says that if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and because of that, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. So I was preparing for this program, and I thought, isn't it interesting how when we are young and we are growing, that we strive to be dependent, and we tell our mom and dad, hey, I can do this myself. And we struggle and we struggle and we struggle until we get to the point where we can do it ourselves. But the older we get, the wiser we get, the more that we realize that we need help. And so leaders look for people who can help them to achieve their ultimate goals. And most of the time, those are either financial goals or occupational goals. But what about our spiritual goals? What about what the Father desires for us? And so I believe it would be in our best interest to realize that Jesus and God the Father said, they're going to need help. They're going to need help to do what we have told them we want them to do. And so God the Holy Spirit is gifted to us to be a helper, a paraclete. One, not parakeet, paraclete. And that word, it's a Greek word. It means one who is called alongside to help, a comforter, a helper. And wouldn't it be nice to have someone that comes along to help you? And so the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, is just that person. I believe that it would also be a great sign of maturity in our churches if we realized how desperately we need God the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Again, as I was preparing for this, I was praying, and God spoke to me and said there would be a lot less spiritual deception in the churches if the churches were open to God the Holy Spirit coming alongside and helping them to recognize truth from error. And so we'll postpone that thought just a little bit longer. And it says his first assignment, his first role as God the Holy Spirit to come and help is that he may abide with you forever. Now, I am so thankful that Jesus was not just concerned about the first century disciples not being left as orphans or without spiritual aid or without help from heaven, but he is concerned for all of us. And so it doesn't say that he, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, would come and visit from time to time, but he says he will come and abide not just during your lifetime, but forever. Our helper, God the Holy Spirit, wants to abide with us forever. And so one of the things that we encourage our saints at Merit Assembly of God is to value God the Holy Spirit, not just on Sundays, but all throughout the week. You know, many of Jesus' miracles took place outside the four walls of the synagogue. And I believe that we could benefit a great deal if we would allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us and through us as we're going about our week. You would be amazed at the number of times that the Holy Spirit helps you to remember something, helps you to share something, gives you the spirit of discernment as to what's going on, to so that you could be of spiritual benefit through the help of the Holy Spirit to those around you. He comes to abide with you forever. He wasn't interested in coming and just ministering for a few years or a few decades, and then once the disciples were done, his ministry was over, and he was just going to, you know, pack up his tools and go back to heaven. No, it is a forever presence. He is a forever gift. I'm thankful that Jesus is the gift of the Father so that the sins of the world could be forgiven. I'm thankful that that's not a one and done, but it's an abiding relationship there as well. So that's his first thing. He comes to abide. It's a lot easier to learn from someone that you are comfortable with, that you trust, that you recognize that they are there not to be a liability to you, not just to collect a paycheck. I often tell you about the story of my trigonometry experience and the teacher, who I absolutely cherished. She believed in me. She believed in my math skills a great deal. She was one of the first people that ever believed in my math skills. I had accidentally ended up through some placement mix-up at high school. I had ended up in an advanced trigonometry class, and I hadn't even had geometry yet. Well, the next year, they made me go back and take geometry with all of the proofs and theorems and all that sort of stuff, and I can still remember the gentleman's name. He wrote the textbook, which I is probably quite an achievement for a high school teacher to actually have written the geometry textbook. But he wasn't invested in his students much at all. He was an expert in his field, and he would go up and he would teach the material, but it was just another day at school for him. The Holy Spirit is very interested in us achieving the goal that Jesus set out for us, and that was for us to keep his commandments. Yeah. So remember that, keep my commandments. The Spirit of truth, this is in verse number 17, the Spirit of truth. So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. It's capital S here in the New King James Version. That means it's referring to God. Specifically, it means God the Holy Spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we're very thankful for that. He is the Spirit of truth. There is a great deal of discomfort in many people's spiritual lives whenever you start talking about God the Holy Spirit. I had a shoulder issue many, many years ago. They sent me for rehab before I had surgery. Well, with the problem I had, that didn't help. So then I ended up having surgery, and then I ended up with a frozen shoulder. And so I ended up in like 3 months of physical therapy in that 1 year, from January through, I believe it was August. I think my surgery was probably in June. And July and August was spent in therapy. So during that time, I got to encounter primarily the same therapist every time that I went there. And I was doing my exercises, and we would have conversations. And she told me about her past upbringing and how she had encountered in her growing up years Pentecostal. She was raised in a Pentecostal household. And I just continued to share. She and her husband ended up blessing our church so that we could bless some young people. It was great. You know, she made it a very painful but a very good therapeutic experience. And when I came to the end of that 3 months, she asked me this question. She said, "Are you sure you're Pentecostal?" And I said, "Yes, I'm Pentecostal. Why would you ask?" I said, "I'm Pentecostal not just theologically, but practically, experientially. I'm Pentecostal." I said, "Why would you ask?" And she said, "Well, you seem so normal." And her experience with Pentecostals had been one that was, there were some things that went on that made her extremely uncomfortable. There were some practices, and she didn't get into any of that or you know, go into detail. But there's been a lot of things that were done in the name of the Holy Spirit or prophetic gifts or whatever, and it doesn't line up with the Word of God. And I want you to understand that not only is Jesus the way, the truth, and the life, but the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And so anything that he does is not going to be something to be avoided. It's going to be truth. Now, you have to remember that there are three spiritual influences. There is the Holy Spirit, there is demonic spirits, and there's our human spirit. And a lot of times that human spirit is the wild card, and because we want something and somebody says something that lines up with our want to, but it doesn't line up with the Word, we think it is a message from the Holy Spirit, and actually it is our own spirit. You know, there in the Old Testament it talks about prophets who prophesied out of their own spirit. And so we've got to be very careful. We're supposed to judge the spiritual manifestations, and what do we judge it by? We judge it by the Word of God. That's what we judge it by. And so we need to recognize that he is the Spirit of truth. And, you know, Robert Morris wrote a book, and he titled the book, The God I Never Knew. The God I Never Knew. It's a great book. He was raised in one particular fellowship that de-emphasized the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And he became more and more exposed to the Word of God and appreciates the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I have a friend that happens to work in his college. I think it's called King's College, something like that. And I was having a conversation with him, and he said, "Bob, he's the real deal. He's the real deal." And so he's strong on the Word, but he's also strong on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So if you ever watch a video of Robert Morris, he closes out every program and says, "If you'd like prayer, what's the Holy Spirit saying to you right now? If you'd like prayer, come on up. You don't have to be a member of the church. Come on up. We will pray with you." I think that there may be some people that don't know the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I think there's also other people who are uncomfortable with the ministry of the Holy Spirit. If they were going to write a book, they could write their book, The God I'm Uncomfortable With. And, you know, quite honestly, uncomfortableness cannot, at times, it can be a good thing. You know, if you're uncomfortable with the number of people that are not destined or headed towards heaven at this point in time, that is a great area. If you're uncomfortable with the promotion of sin in our society and you want God to turn it around, that is a great area to be uncomfortable with. If you are not comfortable with violating the commandments of God and you want a change in your life, that is a great area to be uncomfortable with. And those are all areas that the Holy Spirit specializes as the Spirit of Truth in ministering to us. He comes to help us. So it says, this Spirit of Truth the world cannot receive. Okay, now, I believe that you receive the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the same way that you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I believe that you receive him by faith. I also believe that just as there is manifest fruit when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and your life appears different because it is different and you act different, therefore, that the same way there is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit that is going to be different. I believe that you are going to be supernaturally empowered. The world cannot receive that. There are things that the world cannot receive. Even though you receive the Holy Spirit by faith, the world hasn't employed their faith. They haven't put their faith in Jesus, so they cannot receive the Holy Spirit that Jesus sends. The Holy Spirit can be moving on the fringes of their life, but he will not be abiding forever. The Holy Spirit will never empower you to sin. The Holy Spirit will always empower you to fulfill the commandments and the desires and the purposes of God. It says the world cannot receive him because it neither sees him nor knows him. It doesn't acknowledge the things that are taking place around. The word spirit is pneuma in the Greek. It's ruach in the Hebrew. It means spirit. It means wind. It means breath. And those are things that you cannot see, but you can see the effect of it. If you have ever seen the movie Twister and they show a cow flying in this tornado, it says, "Ooh, look, cow." And they said, "Ooh, look, another cow." And the guy says, "No, that's the same cow." And it's just kind of a little humorous line in there that I remember. That you may not be able to see the wind, but you can see the effects, the impacts of the wind. You can see in the supernatural. You may not be able to see the Holy Spirit. You can't tell which way he comes and which way he goes, but you can see the impact that he makes. And so he convicts of sin, not condemns, convicts. What's the difference? He points out a reality and he says, "We should take this to God. I believe that God can take care of that issue and heal that hurt and position you for a better life." Condemnation says, "Look at that sin. There's no way that God could ever love you. There's no way that God could ever use you. Your situation is hopeless. You're a disgrace. You shouldn't even be able to call yourself a..." That's the condemnation that comes from the pits of hell. So I want to encourage you to begin to look around for the evidence that the Holy Spirit is moving in your life and moving you to the Word and moving you into fellowship with other believers. It says it neither sees him nor knows him. Capital H, I, M. I don't know if you've ever been in a relationship and you know, sometimes that relationship goes on for a long, long period of time, and then all of a sudden a person says something, and you look and say, "I never knew that." Okay? So let me tell you about the longest relationship that I've had here on planet Earth, and that is this. It's the relationship I've had with my father. Okay? It's decades. He's still alive. There was a conversation we had in just in the past couple of years, and I had known that he was a teacher for he was a pipe fitter, and he used to teach other pipe fitters. So he was in the construction trade, but he worked with his hands, but he would also teach in their school of apprenticeship. And I said, "Well, I knew that he taught there, and I knew that he had gone to a university and received training, but I never knew what he taught." And he taught trigonometry. And he and I used to, you know, butt heads as I was doing my trigonometry homework, and I didn't. Now I understand why. He was doing it the way he had been trained, and I was trying to do it the way that the teacher was wanting it done. And he always got the same answer I got. But it was a really frustrating. But I never knew until the past year or so that he taught trigonometry. I was like, I never knew that. I never knew that my dad was born in his house. I never knew that. And so here it's the longest term relationship that I've ever had, and I'm still learning about him. There are still things to know about him. I want to encourage you, don't be like the world that has no intention on knowing God the Holy Spirit. I want to launch you into a lifelong relationship with him where you continue to discover and have revealed to you more and more of the ministry of God the Holy Spirit, to where it becomes commonplace that you say, huh, I never knew that. There it is, right there in the Word of God. Missed it all of these years, and I'm just now seeing that, and God, thank you for revealing that. Holy Spirit, thank you for pointing that out. You see, our relationship with Jesus and our relationship with the Father and our relationship with the Holy Spirit is never meant to be boring and mundane and routine. It's meant to be an adventure of growth and increased awareness and revelation of who God is, so that we are better equipped to bring that revelation to those around us and do a better job of being holy, even as God is holy, says the Lord, by the way. So that's not supposed to be something that is arbitrary. It is not supposed to be something that you can leave on the buffet bar. Allow God the Holy Spirit to begin to minister in your heart, minister in my heart, minister in my life, and he takes us from strength to strength, from faith to faith, and from glory to glory, because that is who he is. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So don't let the world's rejection of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, isn't it amazing? They don't believe in God the Holy Spirit, but we just came through Halloween and everything, and everybody's fascinated with demonic spirits and all of that sort of stuff, unless it gets too close to home, and then they just don't want to have anything to do with it. I want to know God the Holy Spirit. I want him to abide in me. I want him to abide in you, and I want to know more about him. And I'm thankful that Jesus makes that possible. You have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow right here on the Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
How precious to me.